flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
ESP on the farm from
the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big game on Sunday. The Eagles' official sports bar is Chickie's and Pete's. You can find a location at chickiesandpetes.com to watch it. With us now from the Big Easy, that's what the locals call
it. I'm on the radio,
bro. New Orleans, Elliott Shore Parks. Elliott, how you feeling, brother?
Man, it's good to hear you guys singing again. I miss watching you sing in front of a lot of people, but just good to hear you sing that song again.
Yeah, I love it. I don't think we had that one last week. Yeah, because you were there. So
right, correct. Yeah, it's
so
been a while.
You're keeping an eye on New Orleans for us. How's everything down there?
I am.
Now, yesterday it did seem like, from a crowd standpoint, it leveled up like 10x. It must be crazy in the city there right now.
Yeah, I would say it's leveled up another 20 times since yesterday. I mean, really, by like the hour, I would say at this point, the streets are more and more crowded. And it's definitely mostly Eagles fans. Like, I would say 70-30. I don't know if the Chiefs even have a chant, but you definitely hear a lot of Eagles chants as you walk around, a ton of green everywhere. So, yeah, it's going to be a wild next few days for sure.
Yeah, I noticed when I got there on Sunday or Monday, I thought there was, in the stores there, there seemed to be more Chiefs stuff for sale. And I guess that, you know, the Chiefs closer geographically, and I think there's a little bit of this team is so good national bandwagon-y type fans. But I thought to myself, there's no way that Chiefs fans will outnumber Eagles fans in New Orleans, especially considering how many... Like, how many Super Bowl trips can you buy
if
you're a Chiefs fan, you know? So, not surprised at all.
I saw more Vikings fans than Chiefs fans.
Yeah, truthfully, yeah. I can imagine.
Honestly, I feel like the Taylor Swift thing is really what most of the Chiefs fans, like almost 50% of the Chiefs stuff you see here has to do with Taylor Swift, so... Seems like that's a big one for them, too.
Eagles fans overwhelming Bourbon Street tonight. It's going to be something else, you know.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. I'll definitely be taking videos.
So as Costos just mentioned, you're a workhorse down there this week. And I know you've been on with several different shows, several different stations across the country. We know what the vibe is like from us. We know what the vibe is like when we look, you know, on national TV. As you've talked to people around there in terms of the game itself and what people expect, has there been a theme, you know, as to what people feel outside of our bubble here?
So I would definitely say one thing I pick up on talking to stations and you know, people outside of Philly that don't have a connection to Philly is that the Chiefs are viewed as the team of destiny more than the Eagles. Everybody that I talk to, whether it's in, you know, Chicago, Kansas City, wherever it is like, well, it's the three-peat, they win all the time, and this is kind of meant to be, pick against them at your own risk. So it is weird, though. A lot of people will say the Eagles are their better team, but I'm picking the Chiefs. So I think at this point, the three-peat and the just belief that no one's going to stop the Chiefs from doing that seems to be the overarching thought from people not in Philly.
Yeah, it's the classic. You feel like a team is better than the Patriots, but you take the Patriots because it's what they've done in the past. That's really more of a fear. That's really more of a fear that I don't want to be wrong about the pick. So I'll take the safe pick and pick the Kansas City Chiefs, even though I know Eagles all year long, they've been the better team.
Well, and it would almost be more convincing if one time somebody would say to me something like, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win because Chris Jones is a tough matchup and, you know, Trent McDuffie is going to do this or the receivers are better. And you don't really hear a lot of that. Like I said, most of the people that pick the Chiefs, to your point, it's kind of just, well, they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And let's be honest, that might be enough, right? It's not like, you know, they're saying they have Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. Like, these are, you know, multi-Super Bowl winning duo right here. So I do get that logic. But from a pure X's and O's standpoint or matchups, people can't really point to those when it comes to why the Chiefs will win. It's mostly just Mahomes.
Well, and we saw on Get Up yesterday, everybody picked the Chiefs on Get Up, and on today, everybody picked the Eagles on Get Up, the same exact people. So it does seem like nationally everybody's sort of hedging their bet. You know, I think I know what the answer is going to be on this, but anything new on the Jalen Carter sickness, the Quinyon Mitchell sickness, the Landon Dickerson injury, any of the questions going in, has there been any sort of new information, or is it we assume everybody's going to go and, you know, it is what it is at this point?
Yeah, I think at this point, it's everyone's going to go, and it is what it is at this point. I don't think it's about who's available to start the game. It's about how they play once the game begins. And, you know, I've talked to Landon and Cam pretty much every day this week. This will be the first day we don't talk to them. And every day, it's they feel good. They're going to play in the game. Jalen Carter's not been available for media, I think, just because he is sick. But, the game is still 3 days away at this point. He's been sick for 2 days now. I think everybody's going to be fine for the game.
And the other thing, you know, they gave Brandon Graham at opening night on Monday night, I think eight different Eagles people had their own, you know, space. And Brandon Graham was one of them. They haven't made any sort of official indication as to whether Brandon Graham's going to play. I assume we're not going to get that until Sunday.
No, I think we could get it today. I mean, because he has to be added to the 53-man roster. He's not currently on the he's still on IR. So someone's going to have to be either released or placed on IR. I'd imagine at this point they probably are not going to cut somebody. You know, you want them to still be part of the team and, you know, you still get a Super Bowl ring and all that if you're on IR. So I would think that will happen today. The name I would look for is probably Nick Gates. He's the fourth-string center. He's normally inactive, and he just happened to pop up on the injury report, a report with a groin injury this week. So I think you could hear today that Brandon is definitely playing in the game.
Now, is that an Eagles Insider of the Year official report? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, we need we want you to get one. Are you going to make a report?
Oh, no, I know. Well, I've been trying. Yeah, sure, that's a report. Go for it.
Okay.
Well, jeez.
A ton of confidence.
You are unbelievable.
No problem. No problem.
I think we talked about it with you a little bit earlier this week. Jake Elliott. Do you think there's any chance they are coaching around Jake Elliott? What do you think they will make decisions with his struggles this season in mind on Sunday?
So I think they will in certain spots. I mean, they're going to have to be a pretty specific spot. But in terms of not putting Jake Elliott out on the field, I think the more of a reason they will do that is I think they're going to be aggressive in this game. I think Nick has heard for 2 years how he was not aggressive enough in the last Super Bowl. We all know in 2017, Doug was super aggressive against a similar team, you know, a dynasty type team. And so I'm almost worried Nick might be too aggressive. Like, I think Nick might go into this game wanting to send a message, wanting to show his players they're confident in him, wanting to show people he's not going to make the same mistakes as last time. So I think that you will see him be aggressive in a lot of spots. And part of that will be Jake Elliott, but I think most of it will just be a desire to, you know, not make the same mistake he did in the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy when thinking about it, but if it costs you the game, no one's going to be like, you know what, we lost the Super Bowl, but I appreciate how aggressive he was.
I agree with you.
Like,
yeah,
I feel that way. So, I mean, it's great when it works. The Philly special is great when it works. When it doesn't work, people say, why didn't you just take the 3 points there?
Yeah, what? I mean, when it doesn't work, you know, Jamison Williams is throwing an interception and your season's over on a trick play, right? Like,
right,
that's the flip side of it.
Yeah.
My worry would be if he's aggressive early and it doesn't work, that puts you in a position where you're chasing at that point, right? Like, then you have to go for two. You feel another need to go for fourth because you didn't get it last time. So, I, you know, in the games this year where, you know, it's become a topic on Monday, it's mostly been like the New Orleans game, the Jacksonville game, where it doesn't go good early, and he kind of has to chase it the rest of the game.
It.
Now,
yeah.
they did win both those games. Obviously not good teams. But
thanks
like
to the defense.
So his aggressiveness. Right, I'm just saying his aggressiveness has not cost them this season. But against the Chiefs, you're going to almost probably have to play a flawless game to win. So, I mean, it's big-time pressure on Nick tomorrow, or Sunday.
Yeah, and really, if they lose the game, whatever, if he decides to play it safe on those things, if they lose the game, we could go back, I can tell you I would, and say, well, I wish they went for that fourth down. So he's just going to have to do what he thinks is right, and he's ultimately going to have to live with the results of whatever yep. whatever that is. And that's what the head coach job
that's
is.
Life of the coach.
Yep.
He has no control on the results, too. I mean, he's not out there making the plays.
Right.
So, yeah, he'll have to make the decision and hope it works out for him. Yeah.
Yep. So, Elliot, today is on the record Friday. We've all gone on the record with how we think the game is going to go in our prediction. Now, I know you do your little tweet or whatever with your official prediction, but we're going to need it here on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep, yeah.
What?
You'll give it to us today?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut out for a second.
Sure.
So it's on the record Friday. We need your official prediction with how you think this game's going to go.
Yeah. So I think this is the truest 50-50 game I've ever covered in my time covering the Eagles. They're both great teams, and I think there's real reasons the Chiefs could win. But I think in close games, the two things that win you games are taking care of the ball and not making detail-oriented mistakes, whether that's having to burn a timeout, that's not running out of bounds when you're supposed to, a penalty late in the game. And I just have not seen the Eagles make those mistakes this year. It's going to be tough to beat the Chiefs, but I think if they do what they have all year, take care of the ball and not make silly mistakes, I think they win the game. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game than most people think. I would definitely take the over in this one, but I think the Eagles win 33-30.
There you go. Now, all week you said the Chiefs were the better team.
I know. And then today it's like, well, why are people saying they're the better
team? Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. The better team doesn't always win.
There it is. Yeah, are you doing this hit next to a jet air engine? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I'm on the streets of the Big Easy.
That's where the locals call it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all
what
right.
the local. Well, you're basically a local, so.
Yeah, I am.
All right,
am.
Good to talk to you. Miss you guys. Yep.
All right.
Said, wow. He hang up on himself?
Whoa, he just left.
Here, I'm on this app now. You can't get rid of me.
I can't. Buzz.
Oh, he's on the app.
Buzz, get rid of him. Buzz, get rid of him. There you go.
That's funny.
That Elliott Shore Parks call-in was brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. That guy fought with everybody all week that the Chiefs were the better team. And then came in and picked the Eagles.
Of course. See.
He knows where his bread is buttered.
See, here's forget about that. See, you got to know Elliot. And that's why I did what I did with him the other day. Because I wanted him to be so strong in this corner of how much better the Chiefs were and why they were favored and going to win. Because I knew today what he would do.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew that's what he would do.
Yep.
And I didn't even jump on him there. I let y'all do it.
Yeah.
I let y'all do it.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to pick the Chiefs.
Exactly.
What's he going to do, put out a tweet picking the Chiefs? There's no chance.
but he wants to argue with me about they're the better team.
They're the better team. Yeah,
because they're a one-point favorite. By the way,
they're a one-point favorite.
That was the fight he picked this week.
By the way, the money line is minus 102.
Which I don't even know what that means.
It means it's a toss-up.
Yeah. I'm not that advanced in the betting.
It's
basically a coin flip.
Yeah, okay. Basically a coin flip.
Which is what we said, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can pick this one. Okay. Here is the Twitter question. What happens Sunday? Eagles win by 10+. Eagles in a close game, or Chiefs win?
Give me those again.
Eagles win by 10+. Eagles win a close game, Chiefs win.
Well, I predicted Eagles win by 10, so I'm going to go with Eagles win by 10+. But you're saying, what am I predicting? What's on that?
Yes, on that.
I would imagine Eagles win a close game. You know what, though? It's either 10+ or close game. So I don't believe most people think the Chiefs are going to win. And no one likes to pick a close game. So then I'll go with the Eagles win by 10+. But it's slightly. With three, I'll say it stays in the low 50s.
Man, you're excellent at this.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eagles, and you talked yourself there.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, Ike's going to be wrong. But then you got yourself there.
Yeah.
So Eagles win by 10+ at 53.7%.
Boom.
Eagles win a close game at 33.9%. And Chiefs win at 12.4%.
Who are those guys?
Trolls.
Scared people.
Scared people.
Could be scared people.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
I just think it's funny. Elliot.
No, it is something wrong with that.
I like scared people.
Elliot said, I wish people were saying something more interesting than they have the better coach quarterback combo.
And that was his reason.
That was his only reason.
Yeah.
When we.
Which, by the way, is enough of a reason if that's going to be your reason. But that was his reason all week long.
Yeah, but he didn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the Patriots thing.
He goes down to Super Bowl week and he's like, what's my bit going to be?
Yeah.
You know, 2 years ago, it was if you could build a quarterback, it would be more like Jalen Hurts than Patrick Mahomes. Which, by the way, is the weirdest way to frame it, but is so particular that I respect, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, he sat at the table with us yesterday. He's like, I'm going on KC radio here in about an hour. I might just say that Hurts is the better quarterback. Just a toy with him.
Gotta love him.
It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Tell us what you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl and be specific. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, thank you, baby. Happy Friday. Welcome back home. Glad you made it back safely.
Yeah, this guy's right on point now. I complained about him waiting too long to say hi, and now he's like, bam, he's right there. I love it.
See?
Hey, bro, I'm a performer, man. What's the name? You just coached me up. I put my helmet on, get in the game, bro.
Yes, sir.
I ain't playing around. I'm trying to give you less and less to talk about when it comes to me. Yeah, I mean, just like Jalen going to do on Sunday. How about that?
You're already going on the record.
Yeah. I you daggone right, I'm going on the record. Jalen Hurts about to give you the best version of his game this Sunday. All the talk, we about to sweep it under the rug. Once we get this lead, I envision that we are never giving it up. It's going to come down. We're going to be 10 points up at the end of the game. I love that 10. Ike said it. It was in my head before he said it earlier in the week. Everybody I've been talking to been saying 10 points. You got 10 points or better than the dag on Twitter. We're going to be up by 10 points. They're going to have the ball, a little over 2 minutes. Them dag on Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes going to finally throw that pick he ain't thrown since November. Or either he going to do that little girly run, think he about to get up out of the pocket, scramble, and Nolan Smith is going to honk him down, swipe the ball, take it, and we going to do them like they did us. We going to sit on it, and it's going to be game. And break the confetti. Kiss the Lombardi trophy. Kiss the baby, Ike Reese.
Kiss the baby.
We're about to win this, man. I've been telling you, I ain't confident. I ain't cocky. I've been confident. I have not been nervous. This is how I felt in 2017, 2018. Once we got past them daggone Falcons, I said, this game is ours. This game is ours, baby. We bringing that thing home. We going to walk the dog on them. And when I say walk the dog on, is because we're going to control this game. Everybody got the key. Oh, the last time somebody in the NFL went for a record was 2007. Them daggone Patriots was about to be undefeated. They finished 18 and one, or something like that. 18 and one, baby. Ain't no three-peat going off up in here, baby. We have pulled out the big guns. Spike, get ready for them snipers, boy. I'm going to take up for you a little bit, but my vest can't handle them 50 cows they about to blast off.
Hey, well, enough with the sniper stuff. My God.
Hey, boy, you know them snipers. Them snipers is out there, bro. Get ready. I only can do so much. I got some hand-to-hand combat, but when they start firing away, you're on your own. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to see y'all cats in a little bit. I'm going to be the dude with the broad shoulders looking nice and caramelly. See you in a minute, baby. Love y'all cats, baby. Go birds!
All right, Yosh. Now, this caller is an interesting one. Because you guys saw him last night in a surprise appearance.
Yes.
Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
That's Cowboy Jim.
What?
I'm just saying.
All right. As he's now known.
It's Cowboy Jim.
Oh, is that because of the bag of minis?
Well, I'm just saying. He looked out for us.
All right.
We were in first class last night.
He didn't look out for me. Well. I had to pay for first class. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Well, you were going
to
Newark, so I can't help you there.
Yeah, that's true.
Spike, listen, I've always felt bad about you not having children until I spent 2.5 hours with Jack Preston. So I feel bad that you've had to spend all this time with Jack.
You know, I got to go to the bathroom as the plane was about to take off. That's
oh,
all I
my
did.
God,
I had
Jack.
To go. I had to
but
go.
But you've been on a plane before.
I know, but we were still technically in the runway area, and I thought I could make a run for it.
Are you six?
No, well,
hold
I had to
it
go.
For 20
nah,
minutes,
I'm
man.
Not a holdsman.
Couldn't hold it, huh?
Couldn't hold it.
Could I explain?
Another smear
let
campaign.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
No, let me explain this. Listen, let me give you the two best WIP travelers yesterday and the two worst WIP travelers. Okay, here we go. Brian Baldinger, polite, sharp dresser, follows the rules. Seth Joyner, polite, great with the fans. And then there's Ike and Jack.
What did I
Hello?
Do?
What did I do?
I can't hear you.
I broke one glass.
Wait a minute.
It fell.
Jack broke a glass. Okay. He gets up when we're taxiing to go to the bathroom, taps me on the shoulder. Can I go? Well, yeah, Jack, go ahead. Just make sure you wash your hands. Okay?
I didn't want to wait.
There is no way he washed his hands.
I didn't want to wait until I couldn't wait until we were in the air.
Jack, I will bet $10,000 you didn't wash your hands.
Of course I washed my hands.
No, you didn't.
You can't prove it.
Okay.
Yes. I can't confirm or deny, but I know he flushed the toilet. I know he did that.
Yeah.
Never a doubt.
What did I do?
Okay.
Yeah, what did I do wrong?
Okay, listen to me. We're taxiing. Both of their tray tables are out. Headsets
Dude,
on.
Have you guys
watching...
never?
We're in first class.
We're in first
man.
Class. There's no rules in first class.
Yes, there are.
I didn't know it.
They treated it like it was a charter. Like, bags Listen, are everywhere.
For me, it was. There's 12
the
people
anywhere.
On it.
Tray tables are out. You know, and I know Ike with a mask, I get that. You're wearing a mask, okay? But I got 15 people on the airplane, okay? What are you going to catch?
And he was already sick.
Yeah, exactly. It was my habit. So, yeah, I was trying to protect everybody else.
Everybody else. So that sounds responsible. I am, Jim, I am blown away. Jack never ceases to amaze me. He got up as the plane was leaving to go to the bathroom.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It was a chartered flight.
The other flight attendant's looking at me like, are you going to say something? I'm like, it's Jack. You know, what am I going to do? I mean, he's got his dirty Jane Fonda yoga pants on, you know. So it's like, just go ahead. Just let him do it, please.
Yeah.
Jim, he wore the yoga pants every day we were in New Orleans.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, I wore a version of not those exact.
I have three
different pairs.
Of the same exact color?
No, I wore the khaki-colored ones on Monday. I wore the black ones on Tuesday. And I wore my hot gray ones the last 2 days.
Yeah.
No.
Disgusting.
Well, I'm just saying, I look at him, I'm like, it's filthy. It's Jane Fonda yoga pants. It was. He's like, I lost weight. I want to look
20.
Good. I'm like,
people are talking about it.
Jim, you want to go on the record about Sunday?
Yes, I have my prediction. Okay, so it's overtime. Jake Elliott is lining up to hit the winning field goal.
Boy.
It is blocked. Blocked by the Kansas City Chiefs, run all the way back for a touchdown.
Kansas City wins 36-30. Game over. All the sadness. Right, goodbye, losers.
Oh, boy. There he is.
What a guy.
He got to be Cowboy Joe because he upgraded you guys, and then you guys rewarded him by acting like fools on the plane. Unbelievable.
Well, I did not act like a fool.
Table out during takeoff?
Dude, it's first class.
What do me do?
No one was on the flight, and I'm not going to say it.
All right. It's on the record Friday. You have to tell us what you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl and be specific. We need a score. We need how the game is going to play out. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, even though this game is in a dome, Tornado Shapiro has demanded that he do his final game day forecast of the Eagles season. So that is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Ava will be here at 6. Ava Graham will be here at 6 for a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You can win Eagles merch, tickets to next season's home opener. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.